Good morning, and thank you for joining me on Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. Very excited to have as our guests today, We Scotty owners, Lynn and Frank Gallagher. And I think you've known about We Scotty. When you came to town, everybody was so excited that your type of business, Lynn, was coming to Flagstaff. Oh, so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. It's great to be downtown.
What is We Scotty?
We Scotty is all things sewing. We teach beginning classes, advanced classes for adults and kids all year round.
I love it.
The best way to stay in touch with us is to be on our website, and you just join our newsletter. You stay updated.
That's what we all want to do, because sewing classes are few and far between. The camaraderie around people that are coming for a project or just to learn. Talk about that, what you've seen in our community.
Well, I try and offer once a month the beginning sewing classes, and then we stay on in the afternoon and we have a beginning sewing class where we implement the things that we just learned, and it reinforces our learning. I had a full class last month, and all the girls that were in the class were like, oh, I wasn't so sure. I was so intimidated. I wasn't sure if I should go.
No.
They came and they were thrilled at the end of class. We had implemented buttonholes, zippers, everything that we learned about how to use our machine.
Yes. And does everybody bring their own machine?
You're welcome to bring your own machine. I welcome you to bring your own machine, but I have machines also that are available in class that are perfect beginner recommended machines. But I like people to learn their machine so that when they take it home, it doesn't go in the closet. It sits out. And it's I have confidence to get this machine out.
Yes. You brought a friend with you, a guy named Frank Gallagher. Frank, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon or good morning.
You know, we've been talking about your background before the show, and it is extensive in the California area, and your background. How did Lynn start sewing, according to you, for the rock stars and the big people in the industry in Hollywood?
Lynn and I met back in the late 70s when I worked with a band called Talking Heads, and we met in Buffalo when Talking Heads were playing, you know, small clubs. And we kept in touch through the years. And then Lynn was always sewing.
We met when I was silk screening T-shirts and selling them in the parking lot.
And then there's that.
Frank confiscated them. And that's how we really met.
She was a bootlegger. She was a bootlegger when I met her.
But she still kind of is.
So we eventually became a couple in 1991 after being friends for all those years. And when Lynn came to San Francisco, she brought one little Kenmore sewing machine and started picking up bits of work in her apartment with one machine. And she's got a job doing the patterns and product development for Joe Boxer. So Joe Boxer would messenger the pattern over on
Lynn,
a bike.
Lynn, when I heard that blew me away.
And it all came from one machine.
Well, I was in charge of three departments at Joe Boxer.
And you're so unassuming.
And then before I left Buffalo, though, I was working for Kiss and Rolling Stones.
Yeah. I remember I asked you to be on the radio show. You went, oh, no, Julie, I can't. The Stones are in Phoenix. I got to go see my buddies. So, you know, some things are the same. Some things never change. But as it relates to your lessons, how about children? What ages can kids learn from you? And do you have structured classes for kids?
We have great classes for kids starting at age 6. We have a blast in every class. And they go all year round. After schools, I usually set like an 8-week schedule. And in the summer, it's a 1-week schedule where you sign up for a class. Each kid designs and creates their own design.
Oh, how cool.
And from that design, what they have in their imagination comes to reality by first learning the machine, then stitching, learning a seam allowance. They do it all. They gather their skirts. They put on pockets. They add collars.
Oh,
puffy sleeves, long sleeves, short sleeves.
I'm just going to come watch because I have a 6-year-old who is very creative, and I think she will love that. And I also have somebody in my family who's trying to learn sewing, not as much with the machine. So we'll come to the adult classes and we'll come to the kiddies too.
Right. Well, the apparel industry is fantastic, and to have something that you create that you can actually wear. My kids start at age 6, and I've seen them gone on to Parsons, Pratt, Rhode Island School of Design, Design School in Antwerp, Belgium.
Like, I'm so surprised. They've got
amazing.
You as their mentor, Lynn.
They're amazing. And now with social media, we stay in touch and I can see what these kids are doing, and it just warms my heart.
Where can we find the We Scotty summer and spring class schedule?
WeScotty.com, and make sure you join the newsletter because that will keep you updated on those classes.
How do you spell We Scotty?
WeeScotty. weescott.com, weescott.com. And that will give you the choices that you need. And in general, fabrics, when we come to class, do we pick from you or do we have something in the closet and bring it?
I have a plethora to choose from. Everything's in store.
And Lynn, just as a sidebar, because many of us know that Joann's Fabrics is closing on a national level, what have you done?
We have everything you need downtown. If you break a needle on for your sewing machine, hand sewing needles, thread, interfacing, cleaning tools,
fabrics.
And they're all fabrics, all recommended things that you can't get anywhere else. It's a special curation collection.
And where are you located? Because you moved.
We're at 13 North San Francisco Street, down the long artistic hallway, up the stairs in suite 208.
Oh, I know where that is. That's awesome. That's really awesome. Well, and what about, what's the next steps, as you said, for some of your local kids? Do you ever do like fashion shows or I want to show off what I made or what do you do?
Well, I offer the kids a class called Coconino Creations, Coconino County Creations, and they usually submit into the county fair. One of my students won Best in Show last year.
Oh, it's very,
She was shocked. She was really shocked.
Oh, I love it.
But everything she's come in to create this year, she's like, oh, I can enter this one.
And how about crochet classes? Do you do that?
We do have some crochet classes. Also this year, I'm going to be doing the country clubs. They've asked me to come and do at their facilities.
An all-day camp or something? Or
yes, afternoon camps. And then we'll have a fashion show at the end. We're also having a fashion show at Heritage Squares this year. We're participating in the 4th of July parade where kids will be wearing their fashions.
Oh, I love it.
It'll
well, that chamber parade gives you so much exposure because there's usually, sometimes there's 15,000 spectators.
Oh, we have a blast.
Yeah.
And we run out of our giveaways every time. So this year I'm really bulking up.
I don't blame you. What does summer PJs mean?
Oh, the summer pajama class. That's another great one. They design and create their own fashion with their ideas of what they like and dislike, what makes them comfortable when they go to bed at night, or sometimes it's just a loungewear piece. But this year, we're taking our PJ class, our sleeping bags, and we're meeting up at Heritage Square for movie night.
Oh.
It's going to be a blast. We'll have a little section
the kids. I'm going to need that date. I think it says July 21 on the brochure, and we were talking before the show about that, too. We have to go. That's how quick this show is, and there's so
much to talk
about. But I'm sitting in Chamber Biz Buzz with both Lynn and Frank Gallagher, owners of Weescotty, who might have only been here for 5 years, but this has been your passion for about how many years now?
30 years. 30 years I've been teaching.
And it just shows. It's just, we're so happy to have you in town, and we thank you so much.
Thank you.
If our listeners want to go to your website, where should they go?
Weescotty.com, weescotty.com.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Lynn. And
thank you,
ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick signing off for today. I hope you learned a lot. There's so much going on at Weescotty. I'll see you next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio. We'll be right back.